This is 88.5 FM WMNF in Tampa with the Eels on Talking Animals.
I can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, 'cause I like birds.
This is music from the Eels with a song called I Like Birds as we listen to Talking Animals on 88.5 FM WMNF in Tampa. My name's Duncan Strauss, and as you may know, this is our first time on WMNF with Talking Animals, a program I launched in California a few years back that primarily seeks to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from assorted other sources, including your phone calls, we hope. We're also quite interested in celebrating animals through music, comedy, and other means. We're always aimed for a spirited balance of those elements, as you can readily glean if you care to check out our archived programs on our website, talkinganimals.net. And today's show extends that tradition, most notably the conversation we'll have momentarily with our guest Nellie McKay, the acclaimed young singer-songwriter who's also won significant recognition for her work as an animal activist. We'll find out more about those efforts, about her forthcoming album, which includes a song that protests animal research at Columbia University, and about other projects when Nellie McKay joins us in a moment here on Talking Animals. First, though, let's step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Dave Attell with a very brief piece called The Parrot on today's Comedy Corner here on WMNF.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I thought I had a parrot on my shoulder. You ever get that? Nothing. Nothing. I wish I had a parrot. I really do. And I wouldn't teach them dirty words or songs, no. I would teach them phone numbers and addresses and recipes. I'd use them more like a Palm Pilot, you know? Or I'd teach them things that might save my life, you know, like information, like, in case of an earthquake, get in the doorway. No one has freckles on their ass. Use a condom. Thank you, parrot. Here's a grape.
That was Dave Attell in the Comedy Corner with a piece called The Parrot, taken from his album, Skanks from the Memories. It's nearly time to welcome today's guest, Nellie McKay, so let me quickly outline a few important details about her. Nellie's double-disc debut album, Get Away From Me, was named one of the 15 best albums of 2004 in the Village Voice poll of nearly 800 critics nationwide. Now just 21, she's no less of an accomplished wonderkin as an animal advocate. She's been an activist for years. She received the Doris Day Award at this year's Genesis Awards, which recognize outstanding work on behalf of animals. And her material includes animal songs. Toward the end of the show today, for instance, we'll hear a protest song about the animal research at Columbia University from her forthcoming album, Pretty Little Head. But right now, reminding you that you can ask Nellie a question by calling 813-239-9663. Let's hear from her. It's Nellie McKay on Talking Animals on WMNF. Nellie, are you there?
I am, yes.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for joining us again on Talking Animals.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a great show.
Cool, thanks. Well, you know, you've got so many projects, nifty projects going on. The album I just alluded to, and your forthcoming stint on Broadway, and this kind of celebrated contribution to this Beatles Rubber Soul tribute album. And as time permits, I hope to touch on all of them. But given the focus of the show, I'd like to, of course, initially discuss your work as an animal advocate.
Right.
And just ask, when exactly did you start working on behalf of animals, and what prompted it?
Oh, I guess my parents indoctrinated me into animal rights. You know, I remember, I think we first found out about it, you know, I grew up in Harlem, and we were downtown that day, and there was a protest outside NYU about their animal experiments. And I guess, you know, from that we found out more about it. And I don't think it's a huge leap to take. I mean, there's some difficulties going vegetarian and everything, you know, because you miss your food at first, you know, but then you grow out of that. But, I mean, just in terms of ethically and the idea of animal rights, it's a logical extension of civil rights and women's rights and just general ethics.
Well, that's, yeah, and there's a number of people who view it that way. But, I mean, a lot of, you know, and a lot of kids are drawn to animals, but it does appear that you had kind of a precocious understanding of sort of those issues and just the compassion and help that animals in trouble need. I mean, is that attributable to your upbringing? And obviously your family was very, you know, sort of plugged into animals. But is there just an unusual kinship that you feel with animals?
Well, we did. I mean, you know, uptown there are a lot of strays and things. And so we did. I mean, I think it starts on that most basic level. You have sympathy for an animal, you know. We took them in. They used to sick the pit bulls on them uptown. So we would rescue them from the alley when and if we could. And so I guess growing up with animals also, it fosters compassion.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel that, do animals speak to you in kind of a way that seems unusually direct or profound or powerful? I mean, does it bear any relationship to the way your artistic impulse or musical muse, if you will, speaks to you?
Well, usually when they speak to me, they just want food.
I see. Okay.
My cats don't like me that much. But, well, I mean, certainly I just think nature is more direct. You know, humans have so many perversions fostered on them by society and by virtue of this brain we have grafted onto us, which gives us capabilities for good but also for bad. And I think it's a great confuser. We're much less directed by instinct. So I think art is also best when it's clear, like an animal thinks. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Well, this is Talking Animals on WMNF, and we're speaking with singer-songwriter, animal activist Nellie McKay. If you have a question for Nellie, please call us at 813-239-9663, or you can email us at dj@wmnf.org. So what, at this point, Nellie, what would you sort of look to as your most meaningful act of animal activism thus far?
Oh, wow. I don't think I do hardly enough. I mean, I try to write letters, and right now, I am very much encouraging people to go to ColumbiaCruelty.com because they got a petition up, as well as places you can write, and you can read all about the experiments and sign the petition, which I just think is a very simple but very meaningful thing for people to do.
Well, that, I think, gives us you know, as good a chance as any, really, to talk about the song on the new album, Columbia's is Bleeding. So we're going to close out today's show, by the way, with hearing that, and
okay.
I'm looking forward to that. And but how did you come to write it? And maybe you could just fill us in a little bit about the issue of the Columbia Cruelty website and just the overall issue as you see it.
Well, right. Well, I live up by Columbia. So, I mean, I think when something is wrong closer to home, you know, you feel even more compelled to do something about it. And it's just there are three main experiments addressed at ColumbiaCruelty.com, which is there are stroke experiments where they are artificially induced stroking baboons by removing an eyeball and clamping a blood vessel, and they were not administered proper painkillers. There were monkeys with metal pipes implanted in their skulls to reproduce the stress in female menstrual cycles, and it was supposed to correlate that, which I just find especially, you know, like you need to find out, you know, don't do it on my behalf. Thank you very much.
Right. And we don't need that much information.
Well,
right.
Exactly. And then there's one that's been going on 20 years, which is nicotine and morphine pumped into pregnant baboons. And then they perform surgery on the fetus while they're still in utero. And, I mean, it's just, do you really need, these are incredibly wasteful experiments. They don't have anything to do with humans, and we just, they're just cruel and crude and pointless. And so, for instance, when you go to ColumbiaCruelty.com and you, the petition asks that Columbia institute a more transparent research system, because there were both the investigations from the USDA and Columbia's internal investigation concluded that they failed to provide even basic care, and also to permanently end those three experiments. So if you can just sign the petition, it does such good for the animals.
And Nellie, is this kind of a thing where, of course, this sort of testing in animals goes on, you know, unfortunately, fairly fairly large, widespread, you know, occurrence. But is this kind of thing where it's like, look, we can only focus, or I can only focus on one thing and really see if we can address that, rather than say, hey, it's just too cumbersome to do anything about it? Is that why you particularly have sort of, beyond your proximity to living, you know, that close to Columbia, is that why you kind of particularly sort of set your sights on this issue at Columbia?
No, I mean, you know, I try to adjust things wherever they happen, mm-hmm. but particularly because I'm close to Columbia, and I just think that you should fight injustice wherever you find it. So if you're down in Miami and, you know, you see a dog suffering, you can take steps to alleviate that. I mean, certainly you try to do legislative things that help all animals, and then you can also focus on specific cases.
And as far as the song itself, which, again, we're gonna close out today's show with, but I was fortunate enough to hear an earlier version of that. And this one on the new album, Pretty Little Head, is much more rockin'. Is that, do you feel it's kind of more effective in terms of what you're trying to point out, to have a little more aggressive musical backdrop and sort of grab the listener by the lapels?
Well, I do think, you know, music is good that way, because an issue can kind of sneak up on people.
Mm-hmm.
They can like it first as music. I don't know, maybe the first one I, you know, used some kind of computerized beat, and the second one I had real musicians, and that's probably different.
I see. And a number, I noticed at least I've only got the new record as of yesterday, so I can't really claim to have any great insights, but it does seem like, in addition to Columbia's Bleeding, there's a couple other things at least that seem to blend your art with activism more than your first record. Is that... is that a fairly accurate assessment so far?
Yeah, I like that assessment.
And did you have any kind of reservations, or anyone in the Nellie McKay camp, if there is such a thing, have any you know, reservations about kind of taking those steps with the new record, and because there's other things I think about gay marriage, near as I can tell, and tenant rights activism and stuff.
Right.
So there's some really cool issues that you're incorporating into, again, a really broad musical landscape like the first record.
Oh, well, thank you very much. But, yeah, no, definitely. And No, because I think, I mean, a lot of people now that are in corporations, they are activists at heart, even though they work for something that, you know, considers profit the main goal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them care as well, even though it may sometimes conflict with their job.
Sure. And we have a call that I'd like to have a listener ask you a question in a second. But I just was curious, given Columbia's Bleeding and just sort of your fairly storied tussling occasionally with, you know, your record company is Columbia, was there any concern either about that song, or just even some of the further steps towards some of the activist, you know, pieces on the new record?
Oh, no, they may not like, they may be their favorite title, you know.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
If people actually listen to the lyrics, they'll realize it's not about my record.
Sure. I just figured there are probably some people in the corridors there at Columbia who had at least initially thought, oh my gosh, now what is she saying about us? Okay, let's take one of those calls from a listener. Hi, you're on WMNF with Nellie McKay.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Duncan, first of all, welcome to the Tampa Bay area, and hopefully the station will be smart enough to pick up your show. I live here in the area, and I've had the opportunity to listen to your show out in L.A. I'm actually working on a celebrity pet photo book for charity called Lifestyles of the Rich and Furry. It'll be out next year.
Okay.
And it's a series of books. And Nellie, I had the opportunity to see you on the Genesis Awards this year, and you were wonderful. I mean, as I'm sure you know from the warm reception you got from everybody. And we're actually going to be doing, it's kind of fate that you're on the show today, because I was going to try to get in touch with you. The third version of the book is the music edition, and I'd love to want to know if you had an email address where I could send you some information.
Oh boy, I guess it would be through my record label mostly. I think there's something on the website, Makai.com. But you know, you said it's Lifestyles of the Rich and Furry. I'm not that rich.
Well, that doesn't matter. That's just the promo to get to get people in here. But actually, it's going to be different. It's not a typical celebrity pet photo book. This one is actually going to have a lot of text. And it's going to be in a lot of different areas, like on the Wild Horse Act that was passed in Congress and that we're fighting, and puppy mills. It's going to have a whole section devoted to animal abuse in this country and worldwide. And it will also have a whole section devoted to rescue organizations in this country. And we're hoping to do a nationwide tour with the book to really educate people. I do a lot of work with an organization, Puppy Mill Rescue.
Right. And
Gene Jones and the organization are phenomenal. And I think it's really not a matter of people not caring. It's a matter of people not knowing in this country that when they go to a pet store, the majority of pets are from puppy mills, like 99% in this country, which also brings me a good point to bring up. A lot of people are ordering puppies and kittens for Christmas here. Our shelters are overflowing right now. I mean, we're putting to sleep anywhere from 10 to 15 million pets a year. And especially with Katrina, there are so many that need homes. So I hope people will also think twice before ordering a pet here in the next couple of weeks from a pet store for Christmas, and that they will go to the shelter. And in fact, I have a grooming and a boarding shop here, and we have a beautiful husky that's here right now over in Pinellas County. Mm-hmm. And he is absolutely beautiful and needs a home, and he's available through Husky Rescue. Siberian Husky Rescue of Florida.
Okay. Well, thank you, caller. And if you want to get in touch with Nellie about some of those other ideas, it sounds like a really great project and a great book. Her website is NellieMakai.com, and you can definitely contact her, or your request will certainly get forwarded to the proper folks. Thanks so much for calling
and
talking.
Good luck, Duncan.
Thank you very much. And we have another caller, I think, Nellie, if you'd like to take another caller.
Yeah, please.
Great. You're on WMNF with Nellie Makai.
Hello. I'll make this very quick. I just want to tell Nellie that I do admire what she does, and I will go to that Columbia Cruelty website. I think you probably answered my question, because I was going to ask her what, if any, backlash that she'd received in a very negative way with her wonderful advocacy work, and that was my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the question. Well, I would just like, before you answer that, Nellie, I mean, I would think sort of the reverse in some ways. The previous caller sort of alluded to something I was going to speak with you about, the Genesis Awards. Maybe you could take a moment and sort of explain what the Genesis Awards is, and then what awards specifically you won.
Oh, right. Well, the Genesis Awards is the awarding people in the entertainment business or the media that bring attention to animal issues. Both animal welfare and animal rights.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wonderful. And I won the Doris Day Music Award, which was a real kick. And it was for the dog song, which alludes to some of what the gentleman was saying about, adopting as opposed to buying your animal. And also, I feel like a lot of times when people do have an animal, they keep them outside. And especially in the winter, it's so important to bring them in because, they're not just an object. They should be a member of the family, and it's so cold and then so lonely for dogs who are outside.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And of course, winning the Doris Day Award in particular, since I think anyone who's followed your career at all knows that Doris Day is really a key hero of yours, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, she's wonderful, and to put her enormous celebrity and efforts into animal rights is just wonderful. I'm a member of both her foundation and league.
That's so great.
Yeah, but I mean, talking about any kind of backlash, it really hasn't. I find it's more so. It's like when you're playing in the Northeast or on the coast, that there are these people, they consider themselves really progressive, And they don't go as far as the animals. And I always feel like they, more so than, say, Midwesterners or Southerners, that they kind of get like, I feel like they feel like they're being reminded of something more they need to do. And mm-hmm. I think sometimes they kind of resent that, yeah.
Sure.
But it's important that they get reminded of it anyway.
Right. I mean, somebody's got to speak up, and then why not you? And again, I think that's, it seems like that's why you decided to sort of bring this more directly. I mean, because you've been this way since, you're still quite young, obviously, but I mean, for many years you've been an advocate for animals. But I think the idea of sort of bringing this into your music as well is sort of another way to reach people and get them to listen.
Well, definitely. And if they can, you know, enjoy the music at the same time they're doing something,
sure.
Better, yeah.
Everybody's a winner. We have another call for you, Nelly, if you'd like.
Oh, great, yeah.
Good. Okay, you're on the WMNF with Nelly McKay. It's Talking Animals.
Hey there. This is a great show, a great addition to this radio station.
Cool. Thank you.
Hey, I wanted to ask, now, what's the best example or best case scenario we have of advocacy actually bringing about some change in a university laboratory?
At Columbia in particular?
Or at any
particular... Just generally, where they do animal research? Yeah.
I mean, when we look at the history of advocacy against this kind of behavior, you know, done by these school labs, they seem to be, or any lab, I mean, what's the best result that we've ever achieved? I'm just curious. Do we have any idea?
Yeah, well, I mean, they range from closing specific experiments down. I don't have it right in front of me, but I believe back in the 80s, the University of Pennsylvania, the Taub experiments, I believe that got shut down, and then he had trouble working anywhere, because anywhere he went, protesters came out. His experiments were so rough. I think recently at the University of Iowa, if I'm correct, that they have switched, a lot of dog labs have closed down.
So you can make a real difference. That's terrific.
Well, you can, and I think the main thing is using publicity and to hit the universities where they really feel it, which is in their pocketbook. If you get enough alumni and donors concerned about it, I wish that you could just appeal to their conscience. But if you get organized and you appeal to their more monetary inclinations, then you can really see an effect. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks very much.
Thanks.
And Duncan, welcome to the area. Great show.
Thank you very much for...
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. We have actually yet another caller for Nelly, if you'd like to take one, Nelly.
Yeah, I'd love
cool.
to.
Cool. You're on the air on WMNF with Nelly McKay and Talking Animals.
Good afternoon. My name is Doug Davidson. I first just want to comment WMNF. I think this is fantastic that we're covering this content during today's show.
Cool. Thank you.
Just two quick comments. One, thanks for airing this type of information. You know, it's pretty widely documented that animal cruelty and sensitivity to animals' rights in children can be manifested by spousal abuse and domestic abuse. So catching, you know, these type of issues early in life are very important for how a person manifests their behavior later in life. So, you know, the fact that we're having this dialogue in a public forum, I think, is wonderful. And just my only follow-up question, I want to learn more about you, Nelly, so... If you could spell your last name so I could find you out on your website, I'll hang up. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you mustn't believe anything that's out there. Maybe my website's okay, but even that. It's McKay.
And we are kind of just nearing the end of our time. There's a couple quick things I want to hit on the miscellaneous front. One of our listeners actually emailed a question saying, do you travel with animals when you tour? I remember when we spoke the last time, you weren't quite set up to do that, and yet you tour so much, and obviously, you know, there's all kinds of animals that are important to you. Is there a way to do that, at least on a limited basis now, Nelly?
Well, with the plane thing, until we get a Winnebago, it's pretty hard. But since I'm going to be on Broadway, rehearsals start in February, I'd really like to adopt a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, just really quickly, since I don't think we're going to be able to discuss these the way we might have otherwise, but we've had some really great questions from callers and stuff, but I just want to let people know that the new album, Pretty Little Head, will be out at the end of December, December 27th, and also that you're going to be in Three Penny Opera on Broadway alongside Alan Cumming and Edie Falco. I mean, that's no small potatoes. Good for you.
Oh, it's great, and I'm also going to be at Fur Free Friday, if anyone wants to come to that in New York. So,
okay, cool.
You know, it's a different kind of Broadway. But
sure,
yeah.
Absolutely. And lastly, too, just because I know a lot of people listening to WMNF would be particularly interested in this, but there's this great new tribute to the Beatles' Rubber Soul album out, and you do a really cool, great, interesting version of If I Needed Someone that's been particularly celebrated on that collection. So congrats on that as well.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, Nellie. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Talking Animals, and good luck with the album and all the other projects, and thanks again for all your great work on behalf of animals.
Thank you, Duncan.
Okay, take care. Okay, well, that was, again, Nellie MacKay. The website is nelliemackay.com, columbiacruelty.com to find out more about what she was talking about in that way. I'm Duncan Strauss, and you're listening to Talking Animals on WMNF. Our website is talkinganimals.net. It's time to proceed to Name That Animal Tune, pretty much like any version of Name That Tune that you'd care to mention, except in this game, the tunes are always animal-related, and there'll be a prize, like a CD by the comedian we heard earlier, Dave Attell, or a Nellie MacKay CD. If you're the first person who calls 813-239-9663 and can identify this song playing out, because this indeed is an animal tune. So either way, we've kind of reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals. We're going to close out the show with the animal song, the new tune by Nellie MacKay. I want to thank Rob Lori for this opportunity and all the others at WMNF to allow me to take a stab here at Talking Animals on WMNF. And I urge you to let Rob know if you enjoy Talking Animals. You can email him at rob@wmnf.org. And I sure hope you'll be back sometime soon. Meanwhile, please visit our website, talkinganimals.net, where all our past shows are archived. I'm Duncan Strauss. And let's see, we might have someone that wants to make a guess on the... Hi, you're on WMNF. Can you name this animal, too?
The baby elephant was Harry Mancini.
Absolutely. Okay, well, can we put you back on hold, and I'll take your information, and I'll get you a CD of one kind or another as your prize for naming that animal tune? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you don't mind holding, we'll be right with you. Meanwhile, thanks again. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind,
cool
animal. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. Stay tuned for the news, followed by Democracy Now! And as promised... Here's a sneak preview of Nellie MacKay's forthcoming album, Pretty Little Head. This is Columbia's Bleeding on WMNF in Tampa.
naked edible testicles and disease. Check the bottles on, we got dozen and we can do as we please. I don't wanna know if you're having fun or madden's all I'd say. I don't wanna know what you got at dinner or new steps on you think you're gonna fail. Cheeky green mezzanine ended up beside the team and gave it to you. Got some beers with friends who started freaking. Back with Zach and hello, didn't think to face the fact that Washington was self-attack. Columbia greeted. Rodney J began to pray. Mama lost the life that they had been a year. It wasn't clear if he was safe or screaming. As he jabbed the Bible class, he didn't think to face the fact that barbarism killed the cat. Columbia's bleeding.
All right, well, there's a little snippet of Nellie McKay from the Beatles album. This is WMNF in Tampa.
If I needed someone to love, that I'd be thinking of. If I needed someone. If I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my